Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GC Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a major report coming out tonight. This is from Steve Watson, and Steve, of course, has a master's degree in political science and international affairs. We're really lucky and blessed to have him on the staff at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. This just in. Tell Alex we've got a major report coming tonight. Iran war underway, U.S. and Britain funding right-wing terrorists for regime change. And, yes, the war is ongoing right now in Iran. They're being attacked and bombed and shot in their nation every day, and they lay there and take it, folks, after all they've been through. And please don't call saying I'm siding with the Iranians. Our country's gone. It's been hijacked by the New World Order. We're being used to expand their empire. And by saying this is not our government, again, that takes a lot of the blame off the American people. Some people get mad at me for saying that and say, no, America is evil. And I don't know, we've had 50 million abortions. Maybe we are. Have the Iranians killed 50 million babies? Well, that's different. Let's go ahead and go back to Danny Bonaducci. He's now the big expert on Scarborough Country, calling for the death of Rosie O'Donnell for just questioning 9/11. Here it is.
But there's a responsibility to deal with her. I think she should go, but it's their job to do it. And by the way, 600,000 new viewers from now to last year, right, the increase, that's what's given Rosie the power. Shame on Barbara
but
Walters,
you know what,
for
though,
giving into that.
It is just not worth it to have this type of hatred spewed on TV every day in the morning.
I agree.
Danny Bonaducci, you know what? You know about show business. We all know about show business. But at what point does ABC and especially Barbara Walters have a responsibility to say, I'm just not going to let you spew hatred on my show anymore?
Well, the answer to the question is in the question. Barbara Walters, why doesn't she, as executive producer, fire Rosie O'Donnell? And the answer is because she's a good executive producer. Rosie O'Donnell has brought in a ton of new revenue. Barbara Walters, who used to be a real journalist and now qualifies as just a celebrity, can ride this Rosie O'Donnell's back. As a matter of fact, several people could probably fit on Rosie O'Donnell's back. The fact that she is saying just vicious and vitriolic things. Remember, she is surrounded by people who disagree with her. Everybody thought Rosie was going to break out into her own show after this. In The View, she's a provocateur. On her own, she's a raving lunatic and will not be tolerated.
But you know, Danny, the thing is, you talk about it all being show business, but ABC, though, Danny, don't they have a responsibility? And especially Barbara Walters, who, again, as you said, used to be a real journalist. Doesn't Barbara Walters have a responsibility just to say, hey, wake up! There are 15 of our allies that are part of an Iranian hostage crisis right now, Rosie O'Donnell, and you're blaming the people who are hostages, whose families don't know whether they're going to come home alive or not. At what point do they stop worrying about the new viewers and start worrying about their responsibility to their viewers?
Well, I think any corporation's main goal, we are a capitalist society. Personally, I think at this point, if anybody had a rope thick enough, I think that Rosie should be strung up for treason. But the point is, ABC is an entity in a capitalist society, and their first and foremost obligation is to earn money and pay taxes.
Danny,
that's what they're doing.
Well, you can't be strung up for treason for being stupid, but go ahead, Steve.
Joe, Danny.
All right, so we hear over and over again she hates America, she's a traitor, she needs to be killed. And all she said was, as we've been lied to before, we need to at least talk to the Iranians. They're saying they'll release them. And by the way, 9/11 is very suspicious. And so what do they call for? Her firing. Now, they admitted her ratings are up. O'Reilly lies and says they're down.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It has been confirmed that the British claimed more territorial waters and rewrote the map in the last month. So, with lawyers speak, they're going, well, we were in Iraqi waters because they rewrote it and just claimed. That'd be like if I owned land a lot next to yours and I just moved my fence over 3 feet and said, no, I claim it's your land. I mean, I claim I own it. We knew there'd be one of these provocations. There always is with Panama or Iraq or anything. Meanwhile, the folks enslaving these nations are the ones getting rid of our freedoms here. And the point has been made that when they talk about hostage situations, they grab 15 people off their boat. But when our government grabs people, they go into black holes for 4 or 5 years and admittedly get tortured. And the CIA brags how they're, quote, torturing their children or threatening to torture their children. And the American people go, yeah, that's what Christians do. That's good. Secret arrests, secret tribunals, and secret torture. And then secret confessions that are highly excised. That's good. That's the American way. But those evil Iranians, why, they grabbed 15 commandos sneaking around in their waters. It's a hostage crisis. Our allies are in trouble right now. We got to stick with the Brits. Dirty French are probably behind it. Okay, here's the deal. We've got Christian J. Pinto, the director of Riddles and Stone, and we've got Stephen Hyatt at in the next hour, author of A Game as Old as Empire. This is similar to the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, another inside view on how the globalists operate, another defector over to our side. Hell, Joseph Stiglitz, the former head of the World Bank, former chief economist, has gone public about how they set up the world to fail. But you tell a neocon or a mainstream liberal that big global banks exist, that there are global elites, they say they don't. I mean, everybody in human history for thousands of years knew there were always elites that could point to where the king lived on the hill. Now they go, no, there's no elite. I'm the elite. No one can challenge me. I rule everything, because that's how self-centered people are. I mean, a yuppie who drives a $40,000 sports car and lives in a $200,000 house and has a golf club membership thinks they're Bill Gates, folks. And that's what the country club's about, strutting around feeling like they're elites. I'm an elitist. I've got so much power. We're about to attack Iran. Yes, yes. I mean, I hear them talk on radio. We're about to do this and we're about to do that. You don't run anything. You don't do anything, okay? Understand that. You're a slave who gives your kids the mercury-filled vaccines when they say, and then you wonder why your kid has a seizure third round and never talks to you again. You're idiots, okay? You're fools. You don't know the Bill of Rights. You don't know the Constitution. You don't know who's running things. I'm not talking to my general listeners. I'm talking to neocons and liberals out there. You're part of a false political reality. You need to wake up and listen. I'm going to go to my guest here in just a moment. I appreciate him joining us. It's like I'm a fireman. I've told this analogy before, but I'm going to set this parallel, this parable. And we get a call that there's a two-story house on fire. Bad fire. It's now breached the roof, and it's venting, and the house is about to collapse. And we pull up in the fire truck 5 minutes later. We run in. We try to open the door. It's locked. We fire axe it open. We run in, and there are people on both floors sleeping. And you go in, you start shaking them, saying, get up, wake up, it's on fire. And the eyes open and go, you're a conspiracy theorist. And there's smoke and fire and, you know, the dollar's plunging, illegals overrunning us everywhere, police state, CPS grabbing kids, every type of disease skyrocketing, all these environmental crises, real problems, not the fake ones they tell you about on the news. And I start yelling, get up, get up, get up, help me, you know, I can't carry you out of here. And they're just like, whatever, you're an extremist. Well, I'd probably start slapping you in the face. Get up, please. And how many years have we told you that giant pedophile rings run the Republican Party, and the Democrats too, but Republicans, I mean, it's a prerequisite. And that at the juvenile hall systems, they pretty much unanimously rape the children. The CPS, thousands missing in Florida alone. I mean, these are real reports. DynCorp, Halliburton running all this stuff. This is real. And I know it sounds incredible. It is incredible. When I think about 3,000-plus children missing in Florida that the CPS won't say where they've been, and this is a 3-year-old story, and they find some dead and some in foreign countries. I mean babies. I mean toddlers. And it's calmly discussed. Well, you know, the ball game's on. Let's all freak out when there's an Amber Alert or when the government tells us to worry about one child. It's all conditioning. And then I remember hearing 10 years ago that there was devil worship going on at Bohemian Grove in Northern California. I went and researched it, found mainstream news articles mentioning weird pagan idols and things and homosexual activity and all this. And I thought, that's ridiculous. Then I found out that there had been a Harper's Magazine interview with Nixon, and that he talked about it. And then I heard the tape. And British media was scared to sneak in and had liability, so they got me to sneak in. And at the prescribed time, there was the ritual, and there they were, and they were taking it very serious. This stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. And I know to know that we live in a world where the people that run things have eyes wide shut parties, but it's not women that they're having orgies with. I know that's the only difference. I know that's scary, but it's real. And look at how they tell you torture's good on TV, the cops dress like Darth Vader now, cameras everywhere. I mean, do you understand? Hitler's real, Stalin's real, Mao was real, evil's real, Vlad the Impaler was real, Napoleon was real. The norm is millions dead, mass carnage, cities burning, because this is what these people like to do. guillotines going 24 hours a day. All right, I'm going to shut up. Be with us until about 45 after the next 30 minutes. Then we'll take calls for that 15 minutes after that and cover news. We've got another guest coming on. I wanted to introduce his film with that because he shows the occultic construction of D.C. and the obelisk and the pyramids and the pentagrams and the... It's Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. I've been talking a lot about this the last few weeks. We've had David Bay on twice, and now we've got Christian J. Pinto on Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2, that we are carrying, by the way, at InfoWars.com, because it is such an important film, and it goes very well with my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and then part two of that, The Order of Death, to really know your enemy. Mr. Pinto, thank you for spending time with us and sitting there for the last 5 minutes while I was ranting.
It's my pleasure, Alex. Good to be here.
How did you get into this? How did you wake up to the New World Order? How did you hook up with Cutting Edge? And then let's get into the film and why folks should get it.
You know, I've been doing research on the New World Order, I don't know, probably about 7 years now, and produced a couple of documentaries that deal with elements of it. Did a film years ago called The New Barbarians, Training Children to Kill, which dealt with a lot of, you know, how children are being raised up in the Middle East and conditioned to kill, you know, Jews and Christians and so on. And kind of started there, but then I got into research on the New World Order, and I related, as a Christian, I related to Bible prophecy and began working on a series called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, and compare prophecy with the historical information over, say, the past 200 years that shows this New World Order, this global agenda moving forward, and just documenting the historical evidence. And did two documentaries that deal with the world government first, and then the second, this whole concept of a world religion, this ecumenical movement to unite the world religions. And that research put me in touch with Cutting Edge and David Bay. I actually interviewed David for the first of those. And then he and I had a lot of conversation, and he had this idea for really a lot of work focused around Washington, D.C., and then Sir Francis Bacon, and this whole concept of the colonization scheme.
The New Atlantis. They said that America would be the empire, and then it would run the planet, and lo and behold, what happened?
That's what's happening. And so we started working together on this and produced Secret Mysteries as kind of an introduction to show people the background for how America was launched, not only by Christians, because we do agree that many Christians came over here, but with them came these secret societies.
There's always that wicked doppelganger or that pilot fish, that parasite group always following. There's always a counterfeit.
Right. And I think Bacon's the Baconian Circle, you know, with Bacon and then the Rosicrucian movement and then the Freemasonic movement that really kind of disguise themselves as a form of Christianity. And we talk even more about that in Riddles in Stone. And there's a pretty shocking quote, I think, from Manly P. Hall, who's considered by some to be Masonry's greatest philosopher. And he talks about how the pagan intellectuals reclothe their original ideas in a garment of Christian phraseology. And they did so to sort of normalize themselves and work their way into a Christian society to gain influence and the trust of the people. And so that's a lot of what we talk about in Riddles in Stone. And we show that while a lot of these leaders are professing Christian ideals outwardly, they have an inner program. And that inner program is shown throughout the entire architecture, the statues, the monuments, the buildings.
Well, that's right. Tony Blair and George Bush go to church every week for photo ops. But then when it comes out in the paper that Tony Blair falls to the ground every morning, have you seen that? And is possessed by the spirit of light and he channels it. And they go to all these weird sites to do rituals. And he screams and yells naked, flopping around in southern Mexico at an Aztec bath. I mean, these guys are nuts.
Now, that I'm not familiar with, Alex, but that's pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah, that's been in mainstream newspapers.
Wow.
Type in Tony Blair channels the light, Tony Blair at Aztec Temple. Two separate articles. Oh, yeah. If you know where to look, it's just in the news. You're just flopping around being possessed. It's very Christian. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, the Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
When you wonder how Hitler and all these people could kill millions, well, it's on the History Channel that Hitler did all these weird black magic rituals, and they'd cut the head off of blonde-haired, blue-eyed SS officers and try to read portents with them. I mean, folks, I've read scholarly history books. I've read Nazi documents. I mean, all of their uniforms, the death's head, all black magic. The Thule Society and other groups. But I don't. Again, in this, they just cover D.C., and it's so important. Amazing architecture. And our guest is Christian J. Pinto. You can get Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2, at Infowars.com. And we've got some combo deals where you can get it for a discount. with some of my films on the occult. Boil it down for us. What did you find in your research, your years of research and going to D.C. and just doing an incredible job showing how it's a huge occult amulet? And I mean, they really believe that they are, that these resonate with power and actually energize them. Break that down for folks and go through some of the evidence.
Well, what I really wanted to do, I mean, what you just said is absolutely right. That's what's going on. But when you say that to a modern audience, a lot of times, as you said earlier, people tend to think that it's just conspiracy information. So what I tried to do in developing the script was to show that the principles, the occult principles that were involved in designing and building Washington, D.C., are principles that go back to the ancient world. And the philosophy of Hermeticism, which is very common in the occult. Hermeticism comes from the god Hermes, or Hermes Trismegistus, and it has to do with the concept of as above, so below. That's the Hermetic maxim. And it's a reference to the idea that the things, as things are in the heavens, so are they to be reflected, or so are they reflected on the earth below. And that was the principle used by all the ancient societies, the Greeks, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, all of the ancient monuments, the pyramids, Easter Island, Stonehenge. All of these things were, to some extent, designed and built according to that principle, to reflect what was going on in the heavens and actually to be in some kind of alignment with stellar constellations so that they could draw upon the spiritual powers in the heavenlies to empower that city or that monument or whatever to be successful and to be energized toward those, you know, those members who believe in these things and to give it a particular focus and direction. And so doing that, what I wanted to do is to show people that it's really not a far-fetched reality that the designers of Washington, D.C., who were Freemasons and who were involved in these esoteric concepts, that they would have inherited these concepts that were also used to build and design the cities of Europe for centuries and centuries, and that this was just the natural progression that led to the design and building of America's capital city.
Now, again, Masons are just one front group of these people, and 95-plus percent of Masons have no idea what they're even part of and are what they call porch Masons. And that's how the globalists steer and keep their friends close and their enemies closer, is by they tell them it's goodwill, rebellion against tyranny, oh, we're a great society, be with us. But it was only to be a rebellion in a period when the Illuminati was trying to overthrow some of the monarchies. But those monarchies pretty much came from previous Illuminati groups, so they already had the same mindset. So it was really like musical chairs. They were just changing places. How could anyone in the New World Order, because we know the Luciferians believe Lucifer is wonderful and sweet and good, and yes, people must die, it's the yin and yang, and that they've got to have balance to the force. You know, we see this occult stuff in society, in movies, but they've got to look at the fruits of what they do. It's highly destructive and evil, and this elite is truly evil. Then you have the Satanists, which are kind of like their lower minions who are just into personal power and death and pain and power. That seems to be the Luciferian servants.
Yeah, exactly. And Luciferianism, you know, we touch on it. We didn't want to go too far because we're trying to hit a more mainstream audience and to sort of introduce them to a lot of these ideas and to convince them that these are not just conspiracy theories, but that, you know, it's based in heavy documentation.
But the head Masons, from Pike to the fellow you mentioned earlier, say they worship Lucifer. I mean, it's they admit it.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's something we show in the documentary. We give their quotes and whatnot. We even have, toward the beginning, in the first 15 to 20 minutes, there's a discussion on the Masonic concept of God, which is based on the name Jebulon. And we have, you know, a Christian researcher, Joe Schimmel, who's talking about this and based upon his Masonic research. And right alongside him is a grand historian from the Grand Lodge of British Columbia, a Freemason, Master Mason, who's describing the same thing and admitting that the name Baal, which is...
And, of course, Jebulon is a loving black dragon that comes out of the death pit to lovingly kiss us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Welcome back. I really am impressed with Volume 1, which was just excellent, America's Secret Beginnings. Volume 1. This is Volume 2, Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., available at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe, Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart, or you can also call toll-free. That number is 888-253-3139. That number, again, if you missed it, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can get a big discount when you get the new film, Part 2, with Part 1, if you didn't already have it. You can also get an even bigger discount when you get The Order of Death with Riddles in Stone. And when you get Order of Death, you don't just get the discount on Riddles in Stone. On the same DVD is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the film I made in 2000 when I snuck into the Grove and shot that video. Only thing that changed is we added new material and updated it and just made the film even more powerful, because I made Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove in about 2.5 weeks after I got back with like 20 hours of video from Northern California, because I was getting death threats and everything else. And back in 2000, web video wasn't that good, but we'd put it up and crash our website within days. We had it up there because I had to get the story out. The British media, I made dubs for, they tried to mail it in FedEx. It got ripped open and stolen. Then they tried to mail it in their bags. The tapes got erased in their bags. I mean, they were really trying to stop this from getting out. And the British were scared after I gave them the footage. They were supposed to stay another day. They tore out in fear, folks. Literally, and it was funny when John Ronson wrote his best-selling book about it, he acted like I was scared. Which, I mean, I'm not like, I'm not scared. My daddy can beat up your daddy. I mean, I'm not talking about I'm tough. It just was interesting that, you know, this was serious. So I hope you get Riddles in Stone, available at InfoWars.com with The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove DVD combo. Again, that film's free when you get Order of Death, all on the same DVD. So please make the call. Get Riddles in Stone. Give it to your pastor. Give it to your neighbor. Give it to these New Agers who think that they're part of some new religion. Believe me, it's the old-time religion. It predates Christianity quite a bit. And just, again, even if you're an atheist and don't believe in God, the fool has said in his heart there is no God, even if you believe that, even if you buy into that, you need to understand that if you were just a criminologist trying to look at, say, serial killers, almost all serial killers believe in Satan, believe demons are directing them, to them it's real. Why is that part of the pathology? Their psychological MO, modus operandi. Why do so many elites act like this? Why do they believe it? Why do they think they're getting power from it? You know, that's an important question. Obviously, you're a Christian, as I am. Christian J. Pinto, and have now made part two that is just as good or even better than part one. I mean, can you comment on the statement I just made about how, I mean, give us your take on that, about how an atheist should look at this, and maybe this would wake an atheist up. I mean, why are the elites so obsessed with the occult?
Oh yeah, I think that's a great point. Because when you look at just the mass of evidence, and the repeated amount of evidence that's used by elitists, that's used by all of these people who are pursuing power, and they're all a member of these ancient societies that go back for centuries and have been through all sorts of evolutions and so on, and yet they all have these pseudo-religious occult ceremonies, practices, and beliefs that go back to the ancient world. All of the great empires of the ancient world were all theocratic. They were based upon man's view of whatever they thought God was, or the gods, and so on. That's true of, you know, Egypt, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. All of the great societies operated that way. And even when you begin to study organized atheism in the modern world through the communist movement and so on, there's a great book called Marx and Satan by the late Pastor Richard Wurmbrand, who had suffered 14 years in a communist prison and so on, and he proves that Marx and his comrades, they were not atheists, as many atheists think. They were people who recognized that there was a God, but they hated God, and they were at war against him.
Well, in fact, it came out that, you know, Marx even tried to look like the caricature of the devil with the goatee. Marx used the gold star on the red background, really high-powered satanic-type imagery, and they believe in the resonance of those symbols and colors. We know that, I've got some of the quotes, I ought to dig them out, where he's like, the essence of the Red Terror is total fear and blood, more blood. I mean, these guys are, I mean, if they're not devils, what are they?
Yeah, and they had all kinds of, you know, Mikhail Bakunin and all the guys that Marx hung out with, they all wrote poetry and literature glorifying Satan and Lucifer as the original rebel, and they were living their lives in rebellion against God. And atheism was the instrument that they used to fight against God.
And they killed 5 million Ukrainians in 1 year alone. I mean, they certainly had a delicious harvest.
Yeah, I often say, whenever I confront atheists, you know, because they'll often talk about the evils of religion and government, and they'll argue that, you know, religion has led to so many wars and bloodshed, But the atheist government of communism through the 20th century has been by far the deadliest and most bloodthirsty form of government I think mankind has ever seen. According to the Black Book of Communism published in 1990, I think it was, the communists racked up somewhere around 100 million people that they had mass murdered, you know, between Russia, China, North Korea, all the different countries.
Yeah, it's more than that. Try 140 million, but that's a conservative number. And then now, have you seen History Channel and read the books about it? I mean, we already knew it, but now it's admitted that our government actually in 49 put Mao in. And then, of course, when Mao died in 76, Rockefeller wrote an editorial about how wonderful communism was.
Wow, you know, now I didn't know about Mao, but that's it makes sense. I'm sure you're familiar with the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
And how Wall Street bankers and powers at work here in America were helping to build up the Soviet Union and put them in power to create an antithesis to the Western Empire, so that we would, in other words, to manufacture an enemy that could oppose us, or at least that's the argument that's given. But there's a lot of evidence that supports that.
Well, we also see with the more extreme forms of Islam, very, very occultic, and we see the Illuminati going back thousands of years being involved with them, and we see the CIA and others fostering and overthrowing mild and moderate regimes and actually putting in people like to call the Islamo-fascist.
Yeah, the stuff I'm still trying to figure out, a lot of what's happening in the Middle East. And it's, you know, this news story that you were talking about earlier with the British, the thing that they're even admitting on the news now when these hostages were taken, that the British government would not allow, their own people to stop the hostages from being taken. Are you familiar with that story?
Yes, I am.
And that is, you know, you may have been talking about that all day, Alex. I'm sorry, but that's still, it's just further confirmation that there's something going on. It just reminded me of Pearl Harbor, you know, the continual warnings, they're coming, you know, they're going to hit, and yet nobody's allowed to do anything about it.
Five submarines attacked, were about to attack that morning, and were sunk, one entering the harbor, and everybody was still told to stand down. Imagine, submarines are attacking, and they're told stand down because the subs attacked about an hour earlier. They got there earlier than the aircraft. So they wanted that old fleet sunk as part of a profit, so they have the new ships, you know, out on maneuvers. And that is confirmed. That is admitted.
Well, one of the things that we try to show in Riddles and Stone, we try to really bring it up to modern times. And we have several quotes from President Bush that I think even somebody who's very skeptical and who thinks a lot of this stuff is conspiratorial would have to consider. We talk about the book Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, who's the current Librarian of Congress. And he writes this whole big long book talking about these revolutionary movements that began in the 18th century, went through the 19th and up through the 20th centuries. And he talks about how the revolutionary faith, he says, did not begin with the French Enlightenment, as many people believe, but rather with the occultism and pro-romanticism from Germany. And then he goes on to explain that he's talking directly about the Bavarian Illuminati that was established by Adam Weishaupt.
And Weishaupt learned a lot from Machiavelli a few hundred years before that in the 1500s, because they perfected these intramural warfare and fake revolutions, because the more Byzantine Italy, it was city-states, and they were always constantly fighting with each other, and so there was continual warfare and subterfuge that brought it to a very high science.
Yes, and Weiss, one of the things that we talk about, kind of the just to get back on Weishaupt for a second, his final treatise that he wrote describing the Illuminati plan right before the French Revolution broke out, his final treatise was called Pythagoras, and it's a reference, obviously, to the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras, but we find Pythagorean symbols and principles and philosophies embedded in the architecture of Washington, D.C. And Billington's got a whole section in his book where he describes the Pythagorean passion and how all of these revolutionary movements were influenced by Pythagoras and his occult philosophies around numbers and geometric shapes, which forms the heart of much of Masonic lodges. In fact,
hence we come to 9/11. I know this isn't in your film, but look at all the Masonic numerology there. I mean, it's just a cornucopia.
Well, that would certainly fit in with, you know, because Pythagoras, it said, was the first to assign esoteric or occult meanings to numbers, that every number had a special hidden meaning to it. And Pythagoras, if you follow the history of Pythagoras, you find Pythagorean lodges. In fact, Pythagoras called the pentagram the pent alpha. And when I was doing the research, there were a number of pent alpha Masonic lodges throughout the United States, all based upon this this concept of the pentagram. And you got many Masons who will argue that the pentagram is not Masonic per se, but once you understand it from the Pythagorean perspective, it makes all the sense in the world that it would be embedded in the street design of Washington, D.C.
Well, exactly, and everything comes in fives. They worship that, and it's got the human being, the head, the two arms, the legs, 5, 5, 5, leaves. Things keep coming in fives. They're into fives, and then the Bible God's into, threes. Things keep happening in threes, and God's system, and then their system is fives. And they're totally obsessed. They believe they get power out of this. I mean, you go to small towns here in Texas. They'll have shingles hanging out, on a pole, little metal flags hanging down off of the entrance, and there'll be a skull and crossbones with a number under it. Right next to it will be an upside-down star, a pentagram. And then you talk to the Masons, you go, that's a pentagram. Oh, no, that's just a symbol. I mean, it's so obvious. It's right there in front of everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've interviewed a number of esoterics, and we'll probably talk about this, throughout the series later on. But one of the first people that I interviewed was a woman, a teacher of esotericism, and she's taught at Masonic lodges and this kind of thing. And her father used to work for NATO. And when I was interviewing her, she confirmed right up front the principle of hiding things in plain sight, and that this is what the occultists do. They put signs, they put their symbols, they put them in plain sight, and then as we show in Riddles in Stone, and we have quotes from Freemasons who explain how they develop an exoteric layer or a definition for their signs and their symbols. And it's a false explanation that's given to the public to throw them off the trail of what the symbol really means.
Or the profane.
Exactly, the profane, those who have not yet been initiated into their order.
But in truth, you're profane with your child kidnapping rings and your death cults and all the evil and sorrow you bring to the world. You are cancer. You're a crew of nutcase scum who are going to be brought down. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down.
Well, I definitely believe God will one day judge the world, and that his wrath is upon the wicked who refuse to repent.
Well, bottom line, these people do bad, they create bad, they are bad, and they're bad. I mean, but so many of these Luciferians, as you know, think they're the good guys.
Well, a lot of them, and you made a point earlier about, your average Freemason. A lot of these guys, I think, really do believe that they're pursuing, that they're pursuing what Masonry says outwardly about itself, that it's designed to make good men better. And I've met a number of these guys, and if you meet them in person, they're not bad people. They believe in philosophies that we would disagree with, but I wouldn't say that they're all necessarily knowingly a part of this, really demonic conspiracy and so on. Some of them are. I mean, clearly, you read the writings of somebody like...
You can go to a football game and just look at people and you'll see somebody because they'll be crazed. The kind of mid-level, Luciferians get so into the power that they just can't control themselves. You can just see them. Now, the really high-level ones that know how to cloak it and hide it all, but these people are sick.
Well, you look at we show a number of pictures of guys like Albert Pike. There are pictures of Pike where you just look at his eyes and the guy, to me anyway, looks completely demonically possessed. And yet, when they show these same pictures on the History Channel, they'll have Masons on the History Channel talking about Pike as, this sort of grandfatherly, old wizard-looking type character, or they'll write these glowing reviews about him as though he's the classic Renaissance man and so on. But he really looks kind of frightening. Manly Hall is another one. You look at his pictures, his eyes are kind of swelled up. It's almost like he's trying to make himself look very sinister and almost demonic.
They're trying to act crazed.
Yeah, it seems that way. And then, of course, you read their writings, and they're talking about the seething energies of Lucifer and so on. And then when the Masons try to defend these things, they're really trying to defend things that are indefensible. And so this is why, you know, I'm sure you noticed in the film, we interview some of the leading Masonic apologists that are writing books and getting on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and defending Masonry against a lot of the criticisms that come against it.
Hey, let's come back and talk to Denise in California and a couple other callers for you in the final segment. This riveting information. Rebels in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., available right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Let's jam some calls in for our guest. Again, I want to thank joining us the director of Riddles and Stone. Let's go to David in California, then Richard and Tyler. Go ahead, David. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm really amazed. I was really astonished at Rosie O'Donnell's public disclosure about her investigations of 911. That just really amazed me. It just shows how wrong we can be about people when we misjudge them.
Well, people change. She's been a big liberal, and I'm not saying she's perfect. The point is she's going public about 9/11 and the staged Iran situation, and she's going to be demonized now, and she's put a lot on the line. So, but any questions or comments for the guest?
Actually, I had a comment about the solution to the bad police problem. I wanted to suggest that anyone who's been a victim of police persecution file a complaint against the oath of office. All police officers take an oath of office when they're hired.
You've had personal success with that?
Yes, I have. A few years ago, I was in a major confrontation with the Criminal Extortion and Racketeering Agency, also known as the IRS. And we called, the sheriff wouldn't show up, so the local police show up, and we tried to explain that we were witnesses to a crime.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to put you on hold, because I thought I was specifically saying callers for the guest, and I thought all these calls were for my guest, and it's kind of... I'm not oh, he said he was for the guest? Oh, okay. You know, David, I'm going to have to get to you later. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that basically it seems like the only explanation for what's going on with the world and the things we're seeing happening is an absolute worship of evil and Satan. But a question for your guest is that I'd be curious, now that these practices have been in place for so many generations, how much of this they could, and this is probably tough to comment on, but how much of this is due to, you know, sort of self-delusional things that come from this form of worship and almost like a placebo effect and operating in fear versus true empowerment that these guys are getting from somewhere in these practices? And, you know, I hope that's something that they could comment on.
Well, I think that it is something that they can get true empowerment from. I mean, I don't agree with the source of power. It's not coming from the God of the Bible. I believe the power is coming from satanic forces. But those forces are real. And historically, you find a lot of guys like Dr. John Dee, Sir Francis Bacon, who were tapping into these powers, and they were giving them all kinds of scientific knowledge and so on, and worldly wisdom. So that power is real, and it has a long legacy. In fact, one of the guys that I interviewed, he commented that he's not a Christian, but he's puzzled that these occult societies have been responsible for so many advancements socially and scientifically over the centuries. And a lot of that comes from, you know, the word demon, oddly enough, comes from a root Greek word that means one who knows or a knowing one. And so they're often seeking after these powers for knowledge and information scientifically to drive their movement forward.
At the same time, wouldn't you say that there's almost like a propaganda theater being put on by Satan that is deluding these worshipers of his to the same extent that we're being deluded by our government and our media?
Oh, absolutely. I think the delusion goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. It's Satan through the serpent saying, partake of the tree of knowledge, and through knowledge your eyes shall be opened, and you'll basically become your own God.
Thank you, Richard. We're out of time. Tyler and David and others, I'll get to you later, but we got to let our guests go now. I want to thank you for joining us, Christian J. Pinto, the director of Riddles and Stone, Part 2 of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. We'll have you back up soon, and again, Godspeed to your great work.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.